It will be the Seattle Seahawks against the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 49 in Arizona. The Seahawks advanced by pulling off the greatest halftime comeback in conference championship history. The Patriots did it with an old-fashioned blowout. Tom Brady threw for 3 touchdowns and LeGarrette Blount ran for 3 others as New England blasted Indianapolis 45-7 in the AFC Championship game. Brady and Bill Belichick are going to the Super Bowl for the 6th time, more than any other quarterback-coach combination in league history. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was just 12 of 33 for 126 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Meanwhile, Seattle is going back to the Super Bowl after Russell Wilson threw a 35-yard touchdown pass at 3 minutes and 19 seconds of overtime to complete the Seahawks' 28-22 win over the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game. The Seahawks trailed 19-7 before scoring 2 touchdowns 44 seconds apart in the final 2 minutes and 9 seconds of regulation. Seattle won despite Wilson's 4 interceptions and a 16-0 halftime deficit. In the NBA, Oklahoma City blew out Orlando 127-99, New Orleans beat Toronto 95-93, and it was San Antonio over Utah 89-69. Over on the ice, the Rangers bested Pittsburgh 5-2, Dallas doubled up Chicago 6-3, and it was Winnipeg over Arizona in a shootout 4-3. The New York Rangers and Mark Stahl have agreed on a contract extension, keeping the defenseman off the free agent market this summer. The 28-year-old has 2 goals and 6 assists in 43 games for the Rangers this season. Multiple media outlets are reporting that 2013 AL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer has agreed to a 7-year contract with the Washington Nationals. Scherzer, a 30-year-old right-hander, is a free agent after spending the past 5 seasons with the Detroit Tigers. He turned down an offer from Detroit last March that would have paid him $144 million from 2015 to 2020.